Hello and welcome to episode 257 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. We have a listener theme week coming up soon, so send in those topics to the email address, Sean at dailybrainwave.com, for a chance to be included on the show. And today, well, today does not exist. Imagine falling asleep on the night of October 4th and waking up on October 15th. Now imagine a whole country falling asleep on October 4th and waking up on October 15th. Now imagine five countries falling asleep. Well, you get the drill by now. Now imagine that I'm not making this up and that it actually happened. It happened to all the people living in Italy, Portugal, Spain, Poland, and the Holy See. See, this isn't science fiction or some bizarre Rip Van Winkle virus. It's math. In 1582, much of the Western world underwent a revolution, not of arms or politics, but of time. For centuries, the Western world had followed the Julian calendar, introduced by Caesar himself in the 1st century BC. The Julian calendar was itself somewhat of an innovation. Before Julius Caesar implemented his calendar, time was calculated using a complex system of lunar measurements, known, therefore, as a lunar calendar, because astrology was a key to the Roman psyche. The Julian calendar instead relied on mathematics to divide the year up into 12 months. I'm not going to spend too much time talking about the development of the Julian calendar, because you're going to hear all about it in December. But suffice it to say that by the 1500s, Europe had a problem. 1,500 years under the Julian calendar had shifted some key dates around, because the Julian calendar didn't properly account for leap days. Because of this, calendar time, or our human tracking of the passage of days, had fallen out of sync with celestial time, or the actual physical annual relationship between the positioning of the sun and the earth. This falling out of sync only meant that the calendar slipped by a few minutes or seconds every year. But those seconds add up over 15 centuries. Talk about making up for lost time. By the 1500s, Easter was getting very hard to calculate, and the accurate calculation of Easter was pretty central to the European way of life. So, Pope Gregory, in the year 1582, instituted a new calendar, which humbly bore his name. This new Gregorian calendar brought the 12-month year back into sync with celestial time so that Easter would appear seasonally on a much more fixed date. It also properly accounted for leap days. But this meant that in order to sync up the days properly, the calendar had to jump ahead a little bit. So the switch was thrown at midnight on October 4th, 1582. At that moment, the calendars flipped over from Julian to Gregorian, which meant that the date was now October 15th under the new Gregorian calendar, not October 5th under the Julian calendar. 10 days skipped in order to bring the calendar back in sync with the cosmic realities. And you thought daylight savings time was a pain. Thanks for tuning in to episode 257 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions, and most importantly, your ideas for topics for the upcoming listener theme week at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we head to the small town of Peru. Yes, I said town. To meet one of the great showmen of U.S. history.